So with Yao Wang, water always goes where it wants to go. Played at the Experimental Film Festival. It's an animation film. It's 5 minutes. This is a breathtaking, amazing film. There's so much to talk about how this film was made. I'm just right off the bat, what inspired you to make this film?
So this short film was actually a natural product of a very rich and interesting conversation that my collaborator and friend Alina Tofen and I have. So we have been having this ongoing conversation for about a year, and many of our ideas clicked and cross-pollinated. We were both aligned on our interest in the shift of our culture and of our arts from being conceptual to more bodily, to more corporeal. And Alina Tofen is a Romanian actress and performance artist and choreographer who expresses this concept of eco-performance through her body language. And eco-performance is a method and approach that conceives the environment and the body as aligned and inseparable dimensions. So, in other words, we are re really into the idea how to present the idea that land and waters have feelings and they are corporeal, and how to also work on the idea that, you know, we are made, our bodies are made of 60 to 70% of water,
Yeah.
but usually people think of this as a chemical composition, and people usually don't associate this fact with our feelings and emotions. But there's a school of thought that Alina introduced me to, which is that a philosopher that said that our thoughts and feelings have an impact on our environment. And yeah,
Yeah.
so the heart of the this project is being shape-shifting in synergy with the consciousness of water, because water is our like entry point
Yeah.
into this project.
So simply said, the theme of the film is man's relation or our people's relationship with water, our relationship with water.
Yeah, our body's relationship and reactions with water.
Okay, so your collaborator Alina, so she's the one. So this is kind of like CGI kind of animation where she's doing the movements and then you're animating her movements in the film.
Yes, CGI.
CGI. So
Yeah, so
she
how do we get?
choreographed the movements and then she then you CG you CGI'd it.
Yeah, CGI stands for computer generated imagery.
Yeah.
It's yeah. So how it was done was that she did motion capture. So I converted the motion data from her movement to retargeted the motion data from her movement to the motion of the characters.
So where do you go? Do you go in a studio to record her movement?
No, I use some technical pipelines that involve AI.
Got AI. So there's animation and there's AI and CGI in the film.
I wouldn't frame it this way,
Okay.
because when people say there is AI in the film, what they typically imply is that this film is made with AI,
Yeah.
like with Sora, you
Yeah.
know? So
Yeah.
I wouldn't frame it, I wouldn't use this kind of language.
Okay.
But, you know, for I'm a new media artist, so
Yeah.
for the kind of work that I typically do, there's a lot of like 99% or maybe 98% of the AI that I use daily are in the invisible pipeline. It's not AI generated content, it's not AI generated image or AI generated video, but actually there's algorithm embedded in a lot of invisible parts of my methodology.
Okay.
So,
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
yeah, motion capture is important because sometimes you just can't get a person to go to a motion capture studio and wear and dress up in this mocap suit, because this kind of lab kind of environment would distort their movement.
Okay.
And for a lot of actors and performers that I know and work with, it is costume is a really important aspect of their work. So the importance of the algorithm, the AI algorithm assisting motion capture technology, is that you don't have to wear this heavy mocap suit. You don't have to be present in this kind of very artificial, very sci-fi like vibe. You
Yeah.
can be in nature, or you can be anywhere and perform, because the site is important for the performance.
It's a new world. We live in a new world, and you're the new artist. You're the next generation of artists, what you're doing. So I was very taken by this film. So tell me about the poem. Like, it's kind of poetic, I guess. I'm assuming it was written before you started filming.
It was mostly written by Alina,
Okay.
and I also contributed a part of it. We were kind of in a conversation for a long while, and we had weekly meetings and discussed several ideas, and later she just wrote this poem in one sitting. I think it's a great poem. Sometimes I think it's quite hard to I think it's always a struggle in filmmaking, that you don't want to be overly explanatory to your audience, but also you want to be explanatory to some extent, because there's this interaction with the audience. You just can't completely neglect them, but also if you explain things too much, it'll be dry.
Yeah,
And
100%.
both Alina and I have this mythical and animist tradition. I don't know if you're familiar with the word animism.
No, I'm not. To explain what that is.
So animism is a framework that sees everything as alive.
Okay.
So all things are alive. And for example, the rocks in the mountains, and the mountains themselves, they are alive, but they are not necessarily anthropomorphic. So they don't need to, you don't need to say this particular river or this mountain, it is equivalent to a person.
Gotcha.
No, it's just alive in its own way. And Alina is from Romania. She grew up in Bacău, a town on the border between Romania and Moldova, where she grew up in this Orthodox Christian tradition. And also, yes, there is an animist and shamanic tradition in the Balkan area. And I grew up in China, and my grandma is a Manchu, which is a minority ethnic group. And we sh so I also grew up hearing a lot of folklores and tales that have a deep and interwoven connection between humans and non-humans.
Yeah.
So we are both already primed to this kind of epistemology where everything is alive, and it's actually all built on relationship. It's not a kind of I love nature kind of romanticism.
Yeah.
We're not like romanticizing things, but we are the animism actually gave us the eyes to stay vigilant and awake in many more than human context. So we kind of approach things in this way. So we deeply connected in
Yeah. So
a
it's
lot of our
like
creations.
you're merging kind of like spirituality and old tales with the modern technology. So
Yes.
you're merging them together, I
Yes.
guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Exactly.
So you graduated from Harvard School of Design, and it says on your bio that you'd received the Mind Brain Behavior Interdisciplinary Award.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big t title for an award. What is that exactly? What award was that? What exactly?
That's a yeah, that's a it's called an interfaculty, or we can say interdisciplinary initiative at Harvard.
I totally butchered that word, interdisciplinary award. Go ahead, yeah.
That word's just everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's about so a lot of different people with really different domains of study, really different research, get together in that initiative and do projects. So I won that fellowship in 2022, to is a 1 year fellowship till 2023,
Yeah.
when I was developing this another motion capture based work, retelling the Indian myth, called the mouse turned into a girl,
Okay.
but retelling it from a modern perspective, from a contemporary perspective. Sorry, not modern.
Yeah.
What I did was that I collaborated with a few scientists from Harvard, and we got the motion capture data from a mouse, a lab mouse, it wasn't an experiment done for my project. The experiment was already done before for some disease studies, and I just got access to the data because usually in traditional motion capture for animals, it's a very niche topic, motion
Yeah.
capture for animals, because when we talk about motion capture for human beings, it's quite common nowadays for Hollywood productions. But motion, and also game studios. But motion capture for animals is usually used in scientific experiments, and it's usually invasive because they attach hooks into the skin and the fur of the animal. So it's mildly invasive. But the process that I collaborated with was not invasive because they didn't attach anything to the fur of the animal. The animal was just how it is. Because they developed an algorithm that can, with multiple cameras in a setting, the algorithm can recognize with AI, recognize the pose of that animal, because
Yeah.
it has a basic understanding. It has learned what this mouse body, this mouse anatomy is like. So I retargeted the mouse motion capture data onto a human avatar. This is the transformation in my eyes, in my
Yeah.
method.
That's the transformation
Transformation from a mouse to a human.
to human.
Echoing the transformation that was told in this ancient Indian fable called The Mouse Turned Into a Girl.
Gotcha. Is this where you're gonna concentrate? Like you've graduated. You're graduated from school, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing now? Like, what's your focus? Where's your focus on now?
I'm focusing on creative work. I'm a practitioner. Creative work on the intersection between media arts, technology, and performance.
Okay. Which is this film, right? Which this film is, Water Always Grows Where It Wants to Go, is what you just said, is the combination of those three mediums, I guess. So you want to make more films like this?
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
Is there any goals that you have? Do you want to make a feature version, like a TV show version of like this type of medium?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. I feel eventually I will.
Yeah.
I'll see.
You'll see with practice. Okay, so for this particular film, it's 5 minutes. How do you like? I want to talk to you about the sound design in a bit, but I want to talk about the visuals, of course. Do you storyboard everything? Like, How do you prepare yourself to create these visuals? Do you have everything drawn before you start the film itself?
I do a storyboard. So this is actually a great topic of reflection, because it really you really asked the question that that reflects a difference in the way that I work with from the way that Alina works.
Okay.
So Alina is a performer.
Yeah.
So she does a lot of performance indoors or outdoors, and as a performance artist, everything is so she also choreographs, but improvisation consists a lot in a large part of her work. But for me, a lot of things are planned beforehand, pre-production.
Yeah.
We had this conversation back and forth about I was asking Alina, I was like proposing this kind of progression of narrative and progression of scenes. And I really wanted to align with her on our idea of how this film progresses. And then I can decide, I can draw the storyboard. And it all comes back to having a script first, because
Of
normally in a
course.
traditional filmmaking, you have the script first, you write it, you have the writer first. But because the nature of my own work and the nature of Alina's work are both a bit experimental, a bit avant-garde, maybe some would say, improvisation is an important part of it. And Alina just usually goes with her flow.
Yeah.
And the flow is not something that you can script.
No.
But for me, because there's a lot of pre-production going on, I have to build the scene. I have to construct the virtual scene, right? I have to design the camera movement and everything. So I had to draw the storyboard,
Yeah.
but without the character, which is super interesting.
That's amazing, yeah.
That's super interesting because it has some difficulties for me at first, but after the production, after Alina performed, and when I was going back through the video footage of her performance, I gradually kind of reordered my storyboards to match the feelings and the affect delivered in her
Of
performance.
course, but you, at the same time you already had a loose visual in mind, and
I
then
had a loose
you
visual, yeah.
adapted to her improvisation, I guess.
Yeah, so I had to adapt to her improvisation. So it's like I would say it's a non-linear path of filmmaking, which is
Yeah.
interesting.
No, it's fantastic. And yeah, and you did it. It's an amazing job. So like you're taking, it's like there's lots of kind of like worlds merging where the discipline of animation and kind of like the everything is prepared in advance, and you have to go frame by frame mixed with improvisation, right? And then you have like new medium, new science, new technology mixed with like old tales, old kind of spiritual guidance, I guess, right? So it's all this kind of mixing of genres, mixing of mediums. It's interesting.
Crossing borders,
Crossing borders.
crossing
Okay. All
boundaries.
right. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. So talk about the sound design. Was it Stefan who did the sound design?
Yes.
How was
So
your collaboration with them? Like, did you collaborate? Did you have something in mind how you wanted the At this, at the, at the, at this feel and sound like, I'm assuming.
actually, I couldn't speak much about this part because Alina and Stefan
Gotcha.
work together individually, not even individually, but they work together as a group on this part
Gotcha.
while I was busy with something else, so I wasn't actually there.
But you worked, but then when it came together, you saw, like, you agreed with what it was.
Sure. Because we talked about there was a particular moment where the narrative kind of pauses and the poem pauses, and there's there's a slight ice melting sound, and there's and toward the end there is this kind of large how to say, there's a large like dropping sound or like waterfall sound in the
Yeah.
end when it is revealed that the stream, the rapids that Alina's one of Alina's incarnations was performing in was actually coming out of the head of a larger body. So it was actually the representation of the idea from one to one. The second one has the capitalized O, saying that we our consciousness and our way of being, our existence, can transcend our individual and
Yeah.
into this unity of
100%.
relationships. Yeah.
What did you think about we sent the audience to you? What did you think what the audience had to say about the film and the feedback video that we sent you?
Oh, they were really insightful.
Yeah.
I feel the audience were insightful and diverse. And I was really excited and happy to see the reaction from the audience, because it's one of the things I enjoy the most is the communication and the interaction with the audience. And I see that some of the audience really get what we were trying to say, and some of them surprised us, so
Yeah.
with new perspectives. And I was really grateful for seeing the audience reaction video.
Yeah, they were taken. I was taken by your film too when I first saw it. I thought it was amazing. So you're making another film, correct? You're going to make another film?
Yes. About this water project or this water as a theme, it is like a tree. It's branching into, this is one of the branch. This is the first branch.
Yeah.
And we are currently applying for funds and grants to make another branch of it, to make a VR film out of it.
Yeah.
And the main difference is not you wear a VR headset, but actually the main difference is that with a VR film, you get to have an alternation between interaction and narrative. So you can consider narrative as vertical and interaction as horizontal, because whenever you have interaction with the environmental elements, with the elements in the film, you immerse yourself and you actually you experience this pause, this void in between the
Yeah.
narrative sequences. And when you witness the narrative, you cease to interact. So it's like this cadence that I'm really obsessed with. And I think if we develop a VR film out of it, it won't be the same content in the narrative in the same way, but only in 360. No, it's not, it doesn't work like this. But actually, there will be a lot of work involved in it, a lot of design. When do we want the audience to interact, and how will the audience interact, and
Gotcha.
how, like, who are the audience, or what kind of body, what kind of being, what kind of existence do we want the audience to feel themselves snap into when they snap into this mode of film video? Yeah, so the VR
Gotcha.
film is our next step.
Well, I can't wait to see this film, and I can't wait to talk to you again. It's an amazing film. I love, like you said, there's some contradictory things, and you're breaking some rules, and it's amazing, and I love it so much, and I wish you the ultimate best of success, and I have a feeling you're going to be okay.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for your time, and let's talk again when you make your next film.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.